Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Tonight, during this great and blessed night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to perform His beloved deed, most beloved deed. Allah ta'ala on the human beings, for the human beings, Allah in beautiful and unique ways He reveals and gives His mercies, and especially to the mu'mineen, to the believers, always, every second, Allah opens the doors of His mercies. From one to another, increasingly Allah gives us rewards, opportunities, that somehow or other we should be saved from this fire of Jahannam. And the time that will come ahead, which is going to be very severe, which is very close to us, that we should protect ourselves during that time. In the year, during the year, Allah Ta'ala, look, different days, different months, Allah Ta'ala gives us His rahmah, His fadl, His grace, His generosity, and such chances, such rewards Allah Ta'ala gives to insan, that just like recently, in the recent past, in the recent days, Allah Ta'ala gave us a great month of Ramadan. And during this time of test and challenge, also Alhamdulillah, in a nice way, Allah, with Allah's karam, with His grace, Allah gave us ibadat and worship. Those who did tawbah asked Allah for repentance. Those who wanted to be saved from the fire asked Allah for protection from the fire. After that, we are insan, human beings. Allah knows our nature, our status, our condition, and the strength of Ramadan reduced. Then the occupation, business in the world, negligence, wife, children out in business, many things that are in our life affecting our lives. A person then goes off towards that again, and all the effort he made that reduced, and then we got closer to the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala's then generosity and grace came again, and Allah gave us the 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. Subhanallah. These are very great nights. They are mentioned in the Quran, mentioned in the Hadith, praised in the Hadith. The Muhaddithin have praised and defined these. The Aima, the scholars, have praised and defined these. Great days, 10 days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. Many virtues, blessings, barakat, virtues, mercies. Immense Allah Ta'ala has put into these days and nights and has given for the human being. Rather, the fadail of this, of these 10 days and nights are such that the reward for this time period, Allah has kept in a beautiful way, that whoever does any deeds in the day or in the night during these 10 days and nights, then the reward for that person, Allah hasn't mentioned Jannah, rather Allah Ta'ala said that the reward for this is my nearness, my belovedness. So I think that this is a great reward, Alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala has given. So if a person does a deed or worship during this time, Allah accepts. So what we need to do is that we need to pull ourselves together, and in these 10 days and nights, if an opportunity comes, what should a person do? That the objective Allah has given us these 10 days and nights for, that remove negligence, laziness, get rid of that, and the sins that came, do tawbah from the sins again. That's why Allah gives these moments and days and opportunities. Remember this. So these are ibadat that Allah Ta'ala has given, that with this you can fast, you can do this worship, that worship. These are ibadat, but the real objective of this time period, of these days, 10 days, are that until from Ramadan until now, the mistakes we've made, we fell down again, we became negligent again, we start to leave dhikr again, our daily routine became weak. So this is an opportunity for us to again understand, and in these 10 days and nights, we should do tawbah, repent from our sins, and our mamulat, the things that we become weak in, we slow down in, we should analyze ourselves. And we should refresh our iman, revitalize our iman, strengthen our iman, and make it strong. Because insan, you know, with sins, his iman becomes weak as an effect. Just like when you get sick, it affects your health, isn't it? Same way, sins, it affects the person's iman, he becomes weak. So we don't know that what deeds we've committed, or we've made mistakes. Obviously we're human beings. That's why Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us and given us a chance. So here, if the human being becomes dirty and impure, then in front of you, if you have a fountain of fresh water, you jump in and get clean. So if we've committed sins and we've become dirty spiritually, Allah's opened up the fountain, we should jump into that fountain and purify ourselves. So that's the best way, the best solution. We don't know when we're going to pass away and be called back to Allah. So in these 10 days we need to do this. Then we need to analyze ourselves. We need to look at our amal. We become lazy and negligent. Eliminate that. Then we need to plan again. Revitalize ourselves again. Renew ourselves again. And with firmness and robustness, resolutely we should plan this time period and say, I'm going to start this again. Allah Ta'ala will love this, because Allah says, I gave him this time period for this objective. He's understood this, alhamdulillah. He's utilizing the time properly, positively, and he starts again. Never after committing a sin in life should a person lack hope and be despondent. We very quickly say, I did so much dhikr, I read so much Quran, look, I did this, and then we committed a sin again. Oh yaar, what's the point? What's going to happen now? I don't know if my tawbah is going to be accepted or not. I've made a mistake again. Immediately Allah Ta'ala gives another month, subhanallah, another chance, and he gives another way out, another solution. Allah says, come back to me again, come back to me again. Subhanallah. What a great preparation Allah Ta'ala has made and given us an opportunity. So forget what's happened, end of story. Allah says, forget that. I give you a night, and now pull yourself together, renew yourselves, refresh yourselves, and start again. Start again. So what we need to do is we have to refresh our iman, strengthen our iman, make it strong. I'd like to share a hadith with you, and immediately your hadith and your iman will become strong, inshallah. So in my mind, a hadith has come, beautiful hadith, a hadith from Bukhari Sharif, Sayyid al-Bukhari. One companion came, and they used to present beautiful questions, ajib, unique questions, how they looked out for us, the ummah, and our fortune has been made, our destiny has been made. Sahabi came, a noble companion, said, oh Prophet of Allah, a beautiful, unique question. He said that if there's a person, and this hadith I'm sharing with you so we can strengthen our iman, because that's what we need to do, isn't it? Strengthen our iman, make it strong. So a sahabi came, companion came, said, oh Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a person, and he, due to the deeds of, there's another person, and due to his deeds, he loves him a lot. So look at the question. He said, there's a person, a man, Manny, and he loves another person due to his deeds. He loves him a lot. So a point has come into my heart with regards to this hadith, and the light of this hadith I'd like to share with you. That this question that this companion presented in his mind at that time was only one person at that time in that era, in that generation. There was no one more beloved to them. There wasn't anyone more beloved. And he was Imamul Anbiya, the head of the prophets, the master of the universe, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was the basis of their love and belovedness. So obviously my heart says, attests that this sahabi companion, who was he referring to? Whose deeds was he referring to? The deeds of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your every action we love, your every word we love, your every deed we love, your standing we love, your sleeping we love, your sitting we love, your waking we love, your eating we love, whatever you eat we love, we like. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is my passion, says that he was referring to the Holy Prophet, this sahabi, this companion, that person, in other words, me, and he was hinting and pointing towards the Holy Prophet, he's saying that if I love another person due to his deeds, if I love him so much, so very much, and that person so beloved to me due to his deeds, but what can I do? I can't practice the deeds like him. So what do I do? Subhanallah. And who can practice like the Holy Prophet? Who can compare to Rasulullah? He said, but if I can't do deeds like him, what would happen though if I love him due to his deeds? Now we see, what is the standard Allah Ta'ala has given for loving someone else? For example, me and you should have the same standard, that if you love somebody, you should love him due to his deeds. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. If you say, I love this person very much, I love this person very much, and we do. For example, I have love for my Hazrat Sahib, alhamdulillah, it's obvious. And I say this openly, I'm an ashik, a lover of Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh. And this is how a person loves. And what is this love due to? I loved his deeds. Which deed was that? That always he used to do the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. I say this in the gathering, I share my love with you openly. I have love for my Shaykh. And I said this to my Shaykh as well, to Hazrat Sahib, that when you love somebody due to the deed, now if I said, Hazrat, I love you so much, you are handsome, that doesn't make sense. If I said, Hazrat Sahib, I love you so much, MashaAllah, you look very nice when you're walking. Doesn't make sense. If I said, Hazrat Sahib, I love you so much because, you know, your money, your wealth, it's so nice that you got money. Your house is so nice. I love you a lot. This happens. People say this. They have this love. For example, I see your shop and my heart feels very nice and happy. I love you. Isn't it? People say this. So here, what did the Sahabi say, the noble companion? O Prophet, if somebody love somebody else due to his good deeds, this is also a sign of iman. You know, go to the marketplace, see this man's walking past, he's handsome. But immediately, the person whose iman is strong, who will he be attracted to? When he sees a man performing a good deed, he'll say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Oh, he recites Quran very nicely. Oh, look how he's doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the sign of iman, that immediately he'll be attracted. Suddenly, I'm telling you the sign that we need to refresh our iman, and this is how we refresh our iman. Don't go towards material things. Look at his shop, how nice it is. Look, oh, he looks so handsome, oh, he looks so nice. No. When you look at somebody performing beautiful deeds, immediately from your mouth should come the statement, Subhanallah. So, whenever I saw my Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh, immersed in dhikr, Makkah, Medina, here, there, home, outside, forest, wherever. Whenever I saw Hazrat Sahib, he was immersed in dhikr, I said, Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this hadith has also made me successful. The noble companion said that there's a person, a man, and if he loves another person due to his deeds, but he can't practice the same as him, then what will be of that person? What will become of that person? Then immediately Rasulullah ﷺ replied beautifully, no delay. And I'm translating in Urdu. Rasulullah ﷺ said, don't worry. This is the meaning of what he said. His response, don't worry. Why are you worried? No need to be distressed. Immediately that response came. Subhanallah. He was answering his ashik, his beloved. Rasulullah said, don't worry. Why are you concerned? A person on the day of judgment will be with those people, with that person who he loves. Subhanallah. What a response. All of the companions rejoiced when they heard this. Rejoiced. So at least we should do this. That look how iman is strengthened so much and so easy to get Jannah, isn't it? If we look at this, the all love, we should say, La, no, and revive one love. We should love he who his deeds are beloved to you, and you should take hold of that love of that person very strong, robustly, and then you'll be sat with that person in Jannah, inshaAllah. And he will leave you aside, and then there will be a meeting there. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability and love for the sake of his deen. Ameen. Recite the Durushin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام والسلام على سيد المرسلين جميع المسلمين تهوى ياسين النبي المؤمنين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وآل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطفنا وامدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما اسرفت انت اعلم به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفع مرادنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم رحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All right.